Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz alongside the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, the coach. By far, probably your best all-around game of the season so far, despite the 2-1 loss. Very impressive, and obviously should have given your team confidence that they were able to stay right in there with a team like Minnesota today. Talk about your team's effort.
Well, I couldn't be more proud of their effort, Kelly. I thought, you know, we did everything we could to give ourselves a chance. You know, every single loss is a tough one, but this one stings a little bit more. I don't want to say deserve it, because, you know, hockey's hockey, and it's just that for whatever reason, you know, we talk puck luck. Paige beats her clean and bangs it off the bar. Lydia beats her clean and shoots it wide of the net. But again, the effort was outstanding. The attitude was outstanding. You know, I tell them all the time, the only things you can control are your effort, your attitude, and being a great teammate. And they all did that to a T. And it was just a tough one to come up short when you play like we played, and given where we're at. But you know what I told them after the game? If we play like this, there's a lot of wins coming.
I was looking away at my scores around from the league when Jack Casa broke away for that goal. How did that one all start?
You know, she made a great play at the defensive blue line. And, you know, again, offense starts from defense. And I'm not sure if she picked off the pass D to D, or she just stole it from the D, and then she won a foot race. I mean, she pulled away. They were all even at our blue line, and she pulled away, and just a snipe. It was a great goal.
It was a fantastic goal. I caught it just as she crossed the Gopher blue line. She's been due. She's had her chances. I think all around, all of your there wasn't anybody that really stood out, but I think everybody played a solid game today. You really can't pick on one person, can you?
No, it was just very solid. I thought you know, Grayson Myers had two great grade A chances, you know, and just misses. And you know, I mentioned Paige. You know, she had one in the first period when the goalie was out of the net.
Just, mm-hmm.
You know, I think swung and missed twice at a bouncing puck with an open net. And you know, the chances were there. Again, we gave ourselves a chance. I thought we did a nice job defensively. We got outs. Our defense did a nice job. Kerrigan played very well. It was right there. It's a 1-1 game, and you know, unfortunately, the special teams, you know, our power play came up empty, and they got one on theirs, and it turns out to be the difference.
Coach, you get ready for Ohio State. They come to town next weekend. How do you prepare your team for another ranked opponent?
Well, it's just the nature of the league. It's they're the next one up. You know, we're back home, which will be fun, and you know, obviously they're a very, very talented team. They've got a lot of really good players, but you know what, you know, our focus is going to be on us, and we just got to continue to grow. It's continue the process. This is another opportunity to get better this week, and you know, we'll be ready Friday.
Coach, again, a tough loss for your team tonight, but what a great effort. Fun to see your lines all come together and everybody come together there. We'll get them next week. Good luck.
Well, I tell you what, you know, you're sitting going into this game 0-8-1. You wouldn't tell by the attitude and the effort of our group. I was just really, really proud of them. And you know, we got to, we're getting tested a little longer. You know, the trial is just a little bit longer, but when it turns, it's going to turn big time.
Well, and adversity builds character. So I truly believe that something will turn here. So, Coach, thanks again, and we'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly.